Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil karim wa ma'ad. Hazrat always tells us that when a person wants to speak, then speak the thing which is apt according to the times, according to what is happening. And we know what is the situation with regards to the water crisis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show His mercy upon the ummah and our province, our country. And these are trying moments for each and every person, individuals. There's so many municipalities that declared the municipality a crisis. So now we need to ask the root, the cause of all these things. First and foremost, as Maulana Abdul Rahman said, that's an Arabic saying, "An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat." When a ni'mat is taken away from you, snatched away from you, even if it is temporary, then the value of it is understood and appreciated. So what a great ni'mat and bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this form of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Waqiyah, أَفْرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَا الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, that don't you ponder over the water that you drink. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ مُنْزِلُونَ, do you bring it forth from the heavens or do we bring it? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ مُنْزِلُونَ, لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah mentions, if He wish, He could have made this water better for us. Why is it that we don't make shukr? So I address myself first and foremost, whenever we drink water, we have cold water, palatable water, sweet water to drink, especially on a hot summer's day. How many of us even take the time to even read the Masnoon Dua? And what a beautiful dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi saqani hadha abban furatan bi rahmatihi. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise belongs to you, who has given us this water which is sweet because of your rahmat and mercy. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُ مِنْهَا الْعُجَاجًا بِذُنُوبِنَا. And oh Allah, you have not made it bitter and salty on account of our gunas. Because of our gunas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have wished that this water becomes nothing, that nothing will go down our throat. That water becomes so salty, so bitter, that we will not even enjoy that water. So we need to recite these Masnoon Duas. And then we need to look at the causes why the rain is not coming. And there are many hadiths of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Muhammad Hamza sahab mentioned with regards to our mu'amalat, etc. A few aspects, inshallah, we mentioned. The first is our business dealings. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when people now take to deceiving and cheating people in the commodities, in commerce and in trade, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts famine upon the nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts drought upon the person. And then in the Quran al-Kareem, when people cheat in wheat and measure, we know the qissa of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wa salam's people, how they were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, the destruction be to those people who weigh less. الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the whole commentary now. That when people are giving them whatever is due to them, then they want their due in full. They make sure to the last centimeter they want everything. To the last cent they will claim. وَإِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. But when it comes the other way around, it's reverse. When they give to others, when they measure for others, when they weigh for others, then they give less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا كَادُوا أَوْ وَزَنُوا يُكْسِرُونَ. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Don't they think, don't they realize that they have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that great day? So we need to ask ourselves as businessmen and see whether we are cheating, deceiving in whichever way. And as Muhammad Ahmad Sahib said, that we need to show a genuine akhlaq. And this verse, we always, now when we quote this verse, we think of a certain businessman, certain person who is selling fruit and vegetable, or a certain businessman is involved in selling fabric, then we'll think that this hadith or that ayat applies to those people. One occasion, a certain person missed his asr salam. As Umar radiallahu anhu took, like how we find roll call today, as Umar radiallahu anhu asked this person that I didn't see you for asr salam. So this person made us an excuse to bluff Umar radiallahu anhu that why I wasn't present for the asr salah. Then Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ, that destruction be to those people who give short. Not only short in commerce, in business, but in our ibadat as well. Ask ourselves, what is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to that salah? That salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ. That salah is supposed to stop us from all evil and all types of bihayai and shamelessness. Ask, what is the level of our salah? The ulama explained under this verse also that if an employee that is working for an employer, if he is cutting short his time, he is going before time, or he is doing his own personal work in the time that the boss has given him, or he is not doing the work that the boss gave it to him, or and then end of the month he is asking, is that talu, give me my wage, give me my full wages, I am deserving of you. So ask, each and every person should ask ourselves, whether a person is teaching in the maktab, whether a person is in a business, he's working for someone, is he cutting short the time, وَيْلُ لِلْمُتَفِّفِينَ. So that is the first aspect. The second aspect, why ulama explained, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَمْ لَمْ يَوْ زَكَاتًا وَادٍ إِلَّا مُنِيُ الْقَطَرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. That when a person now withholds his zakat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds his mercy in a form of rain. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do not for the Baha'im, but the animals, then no rain will come at all. So we need to ask ourselves, are we giving our zakat? Are we giving our zakat to the rightful recipients? Or if any person comes and reads kalima before us, and now we get bluffed, or we get conned and say, yeah, you deserving of zakat. Have you made a proper investigation? Have we give our zakat to the rightful recipients? So all these things we need to take a look and see whether we're discharging our zakat or not. So all these things are the cause why rain does not come. Then another aspect with regards to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when zina becomes favored in the society, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds his rains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about famine upon the people. And yeah, we think of zakat of fulfilling that one desire of us. But zakat is every aspect of our limbs, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our limbs, our hands, our feet. Every limb plays its part in that zina. So we need to ask ourselves and see whether we are involved in any of these actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us and forgive our sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy upon us. On one occasion, just to make you understand the great ni'mat and bounty of this rain and this water, that on one occasion, when the ayat was revealed, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَئِنٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the people, insan, that if this water that you get, if it goes into the deep recesses of the earth, who is going to bring it forth? So there are some munafiqeen over there, some people who are uncultured, they started mocking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, let us take our picks and axe. And now they started digging the ground. And he said, we'll prove Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrong, that we will take out the water from the earth. Allah made it such that moisture in their eyes had dried up. That liquid in the eyes dried up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are talking about taking water out from the ground. What about that moisture in your eyes? What are you going to do about that? So we don't realize this great ni'mas and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in I'tidal, one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which fits us very, very aptly in our country. And what is that hadith? And they also mentioned Tariq ibn Asakir, is mentioned over there, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with a nation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not cause any caving of the earth. Allah does not cause transfiguration of humans into monkeys. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions over here three azabs. So we need to ask ourselves, we live in South Africa, and ask ourselves, as I mentioned, this hadith aptly applies to our situation. The first one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, غَلَتْ أَسْعَارُهَا. That commodities become very, very expensive. Today people are complaining that the rise and the prices are going up all the time. Look at the rate of the dollar, the riyal, etc. People are complaining the petrol price. So غَلَتْ أَسْعَارُهَا. The second one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَيَحْبِسُ أَمْطَارَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds his rains. Allah does not send rain. Because of our actions, Allah becomes angry with such people. So we ask, we need to look at and do some introspection and see, because of our amal, a'malakum malukum, because of our actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts people over us. And that is why the third one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَيَلِي أَشْرَارَهَا. Allah will appoint evil leaders to govern our country. Today we make a laughing stock over the governors of our country, and we say they can't even count properly. But we need to look into the mirror and laugh at ourselves, because it is our actions, they are being appointed over us. Because our wrong beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such leaders over us. So this great ni'mat and bounty of rain, we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what a great ni'mat and bounty. Mala Yusuf Mutala Sahib Dalmarkato of England, he has come up with a leaflet also describing the wudu of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the quantity, how much water he used, and he even made a special like a container and pantograph and inscribe on that is the whole sanad, that how much of water Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. Basically it was one mud, respected brothers, is plus minus 775 milliliters of water Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for his wudu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ghusl used to make one sa. One sa is four times the mud, and that is approximately 3.1 liters of water. And generally, respectively, unfortunately, me myself, that according to our observations, we normally use 5 to 6 liters for wuzu. It means we are using double the amount that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for ghusl, we are using that for wuzu. And this is also israf. On one occasion, Hazrat Sa'd Nabi Waqas radiallahu anhu was making wuzu on a stream, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that ma'ahad asarf, ya Sa'd, Sayyid Abu Khudri radiallahu anhu, why is this israf and his wastage? So he asked, afil wuzu asarf? Is this wastage in wuzu? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yes, even if at the banks of the river, even there too it is wastage. So we need to cut down. And we make shukr of all the bounties. And now the time we are all crying, we are worried. But all the great ni'mats and bounties that all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering us upon, how much of shukr we are making. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمْ مِنَ الْمُزْلَمْ نَحْنُ مُنْزِلُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَأْنَّا أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ. In another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُوا فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا. That after the ayat وَانْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا, Allah mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out his clouds, and this clouds of his mercy go to every nook and corner throughout the world. And there Allah ta'ala says, even after the rain comes, we enjoy the ni'mat, فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا, very all, most of the people are making nashukri, are showing ingratitude for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to look into ourselves and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the conditions. We need to change ourselves and bring amal into our lives, and very, very important to make islah of all our spiritual maladies and draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us it. Inshallah.